الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم إن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا صفر ولا عدوى ولا تير ولا هام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, firstly, as is a practice of our very, very honorable, illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat of this time, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali, Allah Ta'ala keep him with afiyat, salamat, rahat, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from Hazrat and all these great pious personalities. Hazrat's teachings, that before every bayan, every majlis, firstly discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And in reality, there's no bayan from my side, it's just muzakara, which we have learned from our honorable illustrious Sheikh. In my broken way, I'll try and make muzakara for myself, and all of us benefit, inshallah. So Hazrat teaches us that firstly, revise and make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because really, respected elders and friends, the live wire of this ummah is the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person, if he's in hospital, he's in a coma, he's alive, he's on, maybe he's even on life support, outwardly he's alive, but he's like a dead person. He can't do anything for himself. Sadly, if we look at the condition of the ummah today, throughout the world, we're like in a coma. We're loving, but we got no strength. We can't do anything for ourselves. And where we are looking for strength, everywhere else. Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully the other night in Yom Sulasa Majlis, that Hazrat says that today with all our technology and all these things we are progressing, we think we are progressing. It is like a person, like Allah Ta'ala mentions with regard to the kuffar, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَالُهُمْ كَالسَّرَابِ بِقِيَةِ يَحْسَبُوا الزَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا لَمْ يَجِدُوا شَيْئًا. Our example is like the kuffar, that they think they are doing good deeds and they are going to benefit. But if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give tawfiq and they don't bring iman, then it will be too late to realize, ah, what, I found nothing. So it's like a person walking in a desert, or you ride, or you're driving on the tar road, and you thirsty also, and it's a hot day, you're driving in the karoo, and now you want water, and you weigh, and you're desiring for water, and you see in front of you like a pitcher of water, and you're getting happy, just now the water is there. You're telling the children also just now. But as you come to that spot, you see it's going further and further. And like Hazrat says, you can walk the whole world round till you come to the horizon, and where it looks like the earth and the skies are meeting. It will never meet. And so you can, with your technology, you can think you are progressing, but you will never get goodness in life. In reality, if you really want progress and you want life to come back to you, and Hazrat says we have to walk 1400 years and plus back to the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives and see what life will come in the ummah, in every action of ours. Then Hazrat says, open the taps in Medina Sharif and see what life comes out. This is the real life, the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, we shouldn't fool ourselves. In this day and age, Allah Ta'ala has given lot of farawani, alhamdulillah. Muslims have got abundance of wealth generally, and we find people are going Hajj, Umrah regularly. That is not the real connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is how much of sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in our lives. And when we bring the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, we'll be Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. Whoever has brought alive a sunnat has, so to say, brought me alive. Why? The mission of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the world was dead in the sense of humanity, we didn't know how Allah gave us such a great honor, such a great position, insan, that Allah takes four qasams to make us realize what, how honorable we are. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And when we forget this honor, Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. If you forget who you are, and to know who we are, Allah send the most outstanding personality, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala Himself has announced, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That great personality has come to you in the form of nur, light, embodiment of light. And this is real light. And we mustn't think that was the days of ignorance, jahiliyyah. We are in a progressive age. Let us be frank and honest to ourselves. If we just look myself into my life and all our lives, what was taking place in the days of jahiliyyah, today in a sophisticated manner, it's taking place today. That means we are worse than the days of jahiliyyah. Then we are worse than those we think we are progressing. But every type of evil, forget in our homes, in our pockets also. And we think we are pious people, we are good people, we perform tahajjud also, we make zikr. But just one message comes on the mobile, and one pop-up comes, and we go into, we don't know where we've gone into. And we're looking at this snap and this snap. And today, that lanat which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given, the same lanat that those people who used to, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save us, murder the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In that same hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, la'ana al-musawwirin. Those that take photos and snaps, in whatever way it may be. The discussion is not how it's made. The discussion is the snap itself, where it is leading you to. And as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, Qurban Jai, our lives should be sacrificed on such great personalities, such a great personality of the time. Hazrat says to have photos of the pious is a greater harm, and it's more dangerous than having photos of anything else. Because this has led from the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, this actually led to idol worship. That would honor and respect, and sadly today, pious people's photos come to our phone, we get happy. I got the photo of this person, that person. No, these things should be deleted. And we don't realize that we are going backwards in life. So to come forward and to get life into the ummah, the real solution, respected elders and friends, is, as Mawlana Zubair Sahib has mentioned, Tawbah istighfar to Allah. We went off the path. We are off the path and we're thinking we're on the path. That is the real sad story. Like our Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says that a person in India jumped on the train, and instead of, he bought a ticket to go to Delhi, but without seeing, in a hurry, he went on to the wrong platform. And the train stopped, and he thought that same train, that was the time for the train to come. He jumped into the train that's going to Bombay. He's got a ticket to Delhi, and now he's happy, it's a long journey, so he puts his bed on top, and he starts sleeping. And he takes his snooze, and India, Pakistan, long journey, so after 2-3 hours you get up, Hari Bhaiya, Kaunsa station, what is station now? Hari Bhaiya, kya time hai, what's the time? So he asked the person downstairs, what's the time, what's the station? Person gave him the time in the station. His mind was a bit baffled, that I'm going to Delhi, this man's station, what he's telling me, looks like he's going to Bombay. But he thought maybe he's making a mistake, let me carry on my snooze. He carried on, he's sleeping, and today same thing, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, An-nasu niyamun. فَإِذَا مَاتُوا إِنْتَبَهُ. We are living in a dream world, sleep world. And today, sadly, we live in a world of fantasy. It shouldn't be such that just Malakul Maut comes and we wake up. No, fortunate, we have great personalities in our midst to wake us up. Wake up from our slumber. Like this person, instead of waking up, he is thinking, no, he is very high profile mind, and he is a sign, and he is progressive in the so-called modern world. He is a very high intellectual person. So instead of taking a lesson, he snoozed away. Again, after a few hours, he asked, Bhaiya, kya time hai, kaun sa station? Again, the person told him the station. Now, instead of being convinced, he is still doubting. The stations are coming near Bombay. And he is going Delhi, opposite direction. Still, he slept away. The third time, again, he woke up after a few hours, almost near Bombay. Now, he asked, which station? He says, this is the station. He says, oh, I'm almost in Bombay. Instead of taking a lesson, he says, no, science has progressed to what a degree that the top part of the train is going to Delhi, the bottom part is going to Bombay. So we shouldn't fool ourselves and think we are progressive, that we have read Iman, we are going to Jannah very well. No, if we are not, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded us, one great sunnah, Jadidu imanakum. Daily renew your iman. And this was the sunnat of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They met one another. Hazrat says, we meet one another. Questions that are obvious, we don't have to ask. How's the weather? Who doesn't know the weather? Did you get rain? Who doesn't know? Those are things just futile. The Sahaba say, nujadidu imanakum. Come for a few moments. Let's renew our iman. Allahu Akbar. Then they should read like Hazrat Mawlana Rafiq Sahab Madrasul Ali explained, that sometimes they used to read Suratul Asr. This was the whole capsule of deen. Like Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali said, had this one surah been revealed for us, sufficient for our hidayat. But we got no time to even read this surah. We got time for every messages in the world, and to read all the way, people get those time to read and send these long messages, but we got time for that. No time to renew our iman. So Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, كَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَكُمْ. How should we renew our iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, بِكَسْرَةِ ذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ. Then repeat لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ all the time. And like Hazrat says, not just repeat it with an empty capsule all the time. When we make our zikr also, and when we read لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ, think we're taking out from our heart all the negative things. That it's not the scientists that can change the weather pattern. Nobody can give us honor, respect, dignity. Nobody can solve my problems. Oh, Allahu la ilaha illallah. It is only Allah. There is nobody for me besides Allah. And if a person makes his zikr, Allah give me first of all tawfiq and understanding. First of all, to make our zikr punctually. And then to make our zikr what love to make a zikr. And then to make our zikr with concentration. That just the slight concentration that I'm taking out all the negative things from my heart. And our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar. What great personalities. How much shukr we can make is not sufficient. Hazrat used to say, غَيْرِ حَقْ جَبْ جَائِ تَبْ حَقْ آ جَائِنْگِ. When all the negative go out from your heart, you don't even have, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, you don't have to invite Allah. Allah will come Himself into your heart. But we have to take out all these negative things. And so simple, Allah Ta'ala has made it not a big prescription. Allah Ta'ala has made it very simple. The small child reads La ilaha illallah. The biggest person, the Nabi of the time, have to read La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requesting of Allah, give me a special zikr that I want to make that zikr and get closer to you. Allah says, oh, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, read La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, this is a common zikr. Everybody reads this. Nabi Muhammad Allah Ta'ala replies, oh, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the zikr is so valuable, that if the whole world, whatever it contains, besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, then entire universe, what Kaaba Sharif, what everybody, on one side of the pen of the scale, La ilaha illallah, on the other side, La ilaha illallah would outweigh everything. And this La ilaha illallah, which is not an empty capsule, this La ilaha illallah, which we fill, if regularly we make our zikr, wallah, 5-10 minutes of sitting of zikr, where it will take our iman to. As it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, La ilaha illallah, لَيْسَ لَوْ حِجَابٌ دُونَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. The moment you said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there's no veil between you and Allah Rabbul Izzat. Faster than online transaction, faster than all the rockets in the world put together, your لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, you read here in a split moment, it goes to the Arsh of Allah. By the Arsh of Allah, a pillar starts shaking, and it shakes vibrantly. Allah says, why is this pillar shaking? Malaika say, Allah, one servant of yours has recited your kalima, la ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on his greatness, on his jalal, that bear witness, I have forgiven him. Then that pillar stops. So this la ilaha illallah, this is, we should meditate very lightly, not heavily also, but lightly. But first of all, we should make our zikr regularly. And what concentration? Hazrat says, my zikr, for example, I start off and I choose the time when I'm tired, or after Fajr I'll do my zikr, half sleepy. And when I, la ilaha, I don't finish my illallah also. So all the time I'm just on la ilaha, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. So where did I know? Take out time when you are fresh, and you can concentrate, and with love. And when you start filling the capsule with Allah's love, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, dil mera ho jaye ek medani hu, then Allah, empty my heart, I only want you in my heart, O Allah. Then when this capsule is filled with la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, then see how this la ilaha illallah will transform our whole lives. This one sitting of zikr, our Hazrat explains how it will bring the kalima of tawheed and the kalima of oneness into our lives. So this is the time to realize and reflect that we should be bringing alive the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives, and this will bring life into the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala give me first of all tawfiq and understanding. Allah Ta'ala give me first of all tawfiq and understanding to realize the importance, the great value, the great need of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, his beautiful poem, that when the ummah ship is sinking in storm waters, then if we come onto the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will bring us out of the storms. So this is very, very important that we make tawbah istighfar first of all to realize that we have moved away, what a distance from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should make an effort, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we should make an effort to check how we practicing on the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I have mentioned, this great important sunnah of renewing our iman, regularly reciting our kalima la ilaha illallah, and making our zikr regularly, this is extremely important. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. Then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, people of what caliber of iman. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them, when the month of Safar used to come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them to check our aqaid, check our beliefs. This is the most important aspect of our deen. And particularly this time and age we are living in, all the different isms that are pouring upon us, Shiism, Salafism, Maududism, Modernism, all types of evil, all the different models of Islam, and we get fooled to think that no, I'm practicing on Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we shouldn't just be happy with our iman, no, I read my kalima, I'm okay. Regularly we should be checking our aqaid, and that is why we have to keep contact with the ulama that have got proper aqaid, and the ulama-i rabbaniyin, those that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and check our aqaid regularly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught one of the aqaid, one of the beliefs in the days of jahiliyyah, ignorant customs, and it came on, and it can tell today this is part of the ummah, that the month of Safar is a bad luck month. And this month of Safar is a month that is no good for the men. And this was, and they even had one superstitious belief and one false belief that the month of Safar is like a snake that comes into your stomach. All these things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut it from the root. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La Safar. There is no thing like bad luck of Safar. Safar is not a bad luck month in Islam. Nothing is bad luck. Islam is a positive deen. We have got such a beautiful deen that is only positive. Today, sadly, we find so many people in the ummah suffering from depression. Why? Because we don't connect ourselves to deen, when you disconnect yourself to Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you get connected to dunya, and then you want the remedies of dunya, then you'll always be in depression. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught the sahaba radiallahu anhu, whose iman was so strong, yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded them. So myself, how much I have to remind myself, and how much all of us have to take our sabak and remind ourselves that, and particularly till now, people believe if it is a day of Jummah, a Friday and a 13th, then it's a bad luck day. Where in the world, where does these things come? Allah Ta'ala has made every day a good day, and particularly the day of Jummah. What a great day Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. What an honorable day which Allah has chosen ever since, the best day in the week Allah has chosen Jummah. And Qurban Jai, our life should be sacrificed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem Sawsam. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully in the majlis last week, that every goodness we got is only from Nabi Kareem Sawsam, who taught the world that were lost in all these foolish things, in all these stupid ideas and customs, and lost in lost humanity, how we used to, the world used to treat a woman, how they used to regard a daughter born in the house, barakat Allah gives, we regard it as evil, we regard it as bad. Good days we regard as bad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with that nur, with the beautiful kitab of Allah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut all these things from the roots. And when sahaba radiallahu anhu held on to these beautiful teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala says, Rijal, these are men. If you also want to become men, then follow in the footsteps of these great personalities. And Allah Ta'ala has made the system that the men, the real men, will follow in the footsteps of their elders, and their elders, and today we got Allah Akbar, what a man in our midst. Our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Majazil Ali, our lives should be sacrificed. What Hazrat hasn't taught us, and in this time and age, as we have mentioned, where we think people are progressing, but in this time and age, what stupid beliefs people have got, what customs people have got. We, Allah Akbar, we do the wrong things. People come tell us the right things, we do the wrong things. Instead of checking our lives, we just pass the buck onto jadu, onto jealousy, onto these things. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Yasin, which we should be reading daily, and make dua, Ya Allah, in the surah, all the hidayah, the guidance that you have given us, let it penetrate my heart. Then see the effect of all these things will go out. The Nabi of Allah came to invite people towards the right things. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has foretold, a time will come in my ummah when the bad will be regarded as good, and the good will be regarded as bad. And those people that are bad, people will be praising them and hero worshipping them. And people that are good, you just follow them little, then people will say, what is this hero worship? How topsy-turvy the world is gone. So Allah Ta'ala explains that these people telling the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that you people came with bad luck, you all want to spoil our lives. Allahu Akbar. When the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us that why we have problems in our life, we have cut off from the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have cut ourselves off from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tilawat, making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have cut ourselves off there. So where are we going to get goodness? Instead of taking the prescription and taking the remedy and bringing it into our lives, we will rather say, no, you people are bad luck. You people are so deep. These people used to tell the Nabi of Allah that you people are bad luck. Bad luck. They said, "Qalu ta'irukum ma'akum." All those bad luck stories is what yourself. Check your own self. You bringing bad luck to you. We have come. Allah has sent us with the true message. Allah has sent us with rahmat, with goodness. So we have to check. This month of Safar, people have got till today. Hazrat explained what foolish ideas. And Hazrat says, so to say, the good people in the family. Like when there's a proposal that took place, and now the marriage is, the proposal is accepted. Now they sit down to put the date. Then even so to say, good people, the elders, Nanima, Dadima, who's pious, with her namaz, everything, even Dada, who's very pious, reads his tahajjud, when you want to set the date, that the Safar, no, Safar no maina haru maina ni. Safar is a bad luck month. No, especially for the men, and nikah in Safar, where can you do this? Bad luck will come. Allahu Akbar. And so to say, good people, Hazrat says, we have to check our aqaid. This is a matter of aqaid, and our beliefs. A person can be reading tahajjud, doing all zikr, but if aqaid is no good, then we are on the wrong path. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize, and we should renew our iman all the time. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.